You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. This is Wednesday, the 6th of April, 2022. I'm Joe Vicnicki. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau, joined online today by meteorologist Ben Lindstedt. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Joe.
Well, let's start off with this week's weather, what we just got through. We were expecting some big winds, but that didn't actually materialize today.
Well, the winds are still coming. They're just coming a little bit later, and they're not going to be as strong as we originally forecasted. So the storm has moved a little bit. The track has been modeled a little further out in the Gulf, and so we canceled the high wind watch for your area, but still expect gusty winds tonight and overnight with gusts up to 40 miles an hour.
Okay. And are you still expecting even higher winds out on the outer coast to Prince of Wales area?
Yeah, Prince of Wales can expect higher gusts. They're still under a high wind warning for gusts up to 65 miles an hour along the outer coast, and actually Ketchikan is as well.
Okay, and is that supposed to blow through pretty quickly?
It is. It's going to go through. It's from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. this evening, and then the storm will gradually slide northward and weaken as it does. So expect winds to kind of diminish through the day tomorrow and tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. Well, I have to say I'm enjoying a little bit of a break in the rainfall this week. What's on tap in the short term here?
Yeah, with this storm, there's not a lot of moisture with it. It will bring some rain. Rain will sneak back in this evening. In fact, you're probably seeing high clouds already overspread the area. So you will get some rain, but nothing substantial on the order of a half an inch or so for the whole system. What is looking nice is, you know, we got some showers through Saturday morning, but then we've got offshore flow returning Saturday afternoon. And Sunday into early next week looks pretty nice and dry, sunny and dry. So there's hope on the horizon for sure.
Okay. With this latest storm, there were forecasts of possible thunderstorms. I didn't hear any in this area, but maybe I just missed them. Did you have reports of that in Southeast?
Yeah, we had quite a few lightning strikes across Southeast yesterday, and along with that came a grapple, small hail, some snow squalls, rain-snow mix, a very cold air aloft, so we ended up with a lot of different frozen stuff falling out of the sky yesterday.
Nothing too unusual for springtime weather, though.
Nope, you got to keep the weather people on their toes.
Okay. Well, let's take a look back at last month. When last I spoke to the National Weather Service a week ago for precipitation, we weren't looking like we were going to finish above normal for the month of March, but I think we finished the month off strong with a lot of rainfall. How did we end up?
Yeah, we ended up in the Petersburg area above normal. 10.24 inches of rain, 7.6 inches is normal. So it was definitely above normal, but it wasn't a record, and it didn't approach record territory there. What's interesting, the snow for March, you guys only reported traces of snow, so there was actually no measurable snow for Petersburg. A normal is 20 inches, and that goes along with the above normal temperatures that we had. The average temperature was about 3 degrees above normal.
Okay. Where does that put us for 3 months precipitation-wise for the first 3 months of 2022?
Yeah, for the first quarter, you guys are sitting at about 31 inches of precipitation, and normal would be about 26 and a half. So above normal, but again, not approaching any record territory there. The record was 42 inches back in 1992. So we're well under the record, but, you know, plenty of water for the summer.
Anything else to know for the upcoming week?
Bottom line, I guess, is to stay tuned to the forecast today for updates as the wind approaches the area and skirts through. But I think that's about it.
Okay. Thanks for the time, Ben.
All right. Thanks, Joe.